we're back. Late Night with Deanne here on RBN, and we're here with Arthur Bergloff. And Arthur, I wanted to give you a little bit more time here, extending you past the first hour.
I'll conclude this other within a minute or so, okay?
Okay.
And then if we have time, we'll talk about the gang rape cover-up by Halliburton.
Okay.
Do the math yourself. Absent an armed citizen, 32 innocent people lost their lives at Virginia Tech, while the presence of one armed citizen resulted in two innocent deaths in Colorado Springs. Furthermore, the presence of over 200 million firearms in the possession of the American people has done more to keep America free than any other human element, bar none. Therefore, to help keep your family safe and your country free, go out and buy a gun. You may need it. And this is from Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who is the founder pastor of the Crossroads Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. And in 1985, the church was recognized by President Ronald Reagan for its unusual growth and influence. Dr. Baldwin is a very smart man. And now we're going to talk about something. It's a gang rape cover-up by Halliburton KBR. And this came posted by Stephen Reynolds. A gang rape in Baghdad by Halliburton and KBR employees, with a Halliburton employee as a victim. The cover-up has been swallowed, if not actively abetted, by U.S. personnel there, and this should result in massive investigations and firings. In Bush world, it'll probably result in renewed Halliburton contracts and medals for their workers. There's not much one can say to increase the disgust that this story is going to serve up to the American public on ABC's 2020, and they just had that program on 2020. A young American woman working for Halliburton was gang raped by her fellow employees. Then Halliburton covered up the crime and threatened the woman if she chose to report it. Evidently, the U.S. government, such good friends of Halliburton, is supposedly taking part in the cover-up, evidently favoring Halliburton over a gang-raped citizen. Now, here's the report. But those who saw the video got it firsthand. In Houston, Texas, a Houston, Texas woman says she was gang-raped by Halliburton KBR co-workers in Baghdad, and the company and the U.S. government are covering up the incident. Jamie Lee Jones, now 22, says that after she was raped by multiple men at a KBR camp in the Green Zone, the company put her under guard in a shipping container with a bed and warned her that if she left Iraq for medical treatment, she'd be out of a job. Don't plan on working back in Iraq. There won't be a position here, and there won't be a position in Houston either, Jones says she was told. In a lawsuit filed in federal court against Halliburton and its then-subsidiary, KBR, Jones said she was held in the shipping container for at least 24 hours without food or water by KBR, which posted armed security guards outside her door who would not let her leave. It felt like prison, said Jones, who told a story to ABC News as part of an upcoming 2020 investigation. I was upset. I was curled up in a ball on a bed. I could not believe what had just happened. Finally, Jones says, she convinced a sympathetic guard to loan her a cell phone so she can call her father in Texas. You know, that sounds like kidnapping to me. The rest of the article shows how evidence was taken by Halliburton employees and subsequently disappeared. It shows the United States government refusing to comment and also refusing to bring charges, thus forcing the victim here to go to civil court to redress her extreme grievances. And I can't say more than that my government is supposed to be better than this, but time after time, Bush and company has shown itself without morals of any kind.
We should all be outraged. We'll be right back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RB and listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane.
Hi, we're back, and we're back up with Arthur, and Arthur, we're going to have to cut this segment here, but you want to give the audience information on how to get in touch with you, very important matters. Folks, by the way, they just passed a bill eliminating our guns, they're passing laws right now that eliminate us being able to file lawsuits. We're going to talk more about that with Robert Fox when we come up. But Arthur, please give us some more information on how they can contact you and what they need to do to help.
Okay, for those who are interested in helping veterans, that's what we do. We try to help the veterans. We try to help people even before they get out of the service. My name is Arthur Bernclough. I'm Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law, and I could be very easily accessed by telephone. The number is 631-474-4261. That's 631-474-4261. For those who want to write me, for those who want to find out more about our organization, for those who want to support us, we're Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited, and we're at 112 Jefferson Avenue, Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. That's 112 Jefferson Avenue, Port Jefferson, New York, 11777, and it's Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. And we're here to help you. So contact us and get in touch with us, and I thank you for letting me overextend my time. And I'll get off and give your guy coming on he sounds like he's going to speak about something interesting, too.
Yes, I thank you very much, Arthur, and I'm going to have you back up because this is a very important thing. I want to ask you one thing before
sure.
you go off. Why is it that none of the presidential candidates, not even the president, not the 21 new individuals we put in the White House, none of these people can do anything to bring our veterans home? We voted. We got these folks in there. They claim that they're going to do stuff, and it seems like they're not doing anything.
There's either. A reason, the profit motive. There's too much money to be made over there, and there's too much money to be made on the oil in that country and exploiting the Iraqi people and exploiting our own service people over there. There's way too much money to be made by screwing people out of whatever they can, and that's the reason. And all politicians seem to think alike, and they simply don't care what's going on. All they want to do is, as soon as they get into office, they start electioneering to get reelected. And I think we ought to put a term limit, one term for every politician. After he serves his term, out. Go back to your law practice.
And then behind that term limit, too, we should have a citizen tribunal. And if any of these candidates do anything out of the whack, we have the right to rescind them out of office and also fine them money and everything else.
Without a doubt.
And
without a doubt, Deanna.
Because this is beyond criminal, what's going on in this nation. And I thank you, Arthur, for coming on board.
We've lost control, Deanna. That's what the whole thing is. We have lost control.
Well, I thank you, and we'll have you back on. Have a Merry Christmas.
And you too, and it's always a pleasure to work with you.
Okay, and that was Arthur with the Veterans for Constitutional Law. And we're going to bring another subject on. John Alstasis, are you there?
Hi, Ian, yes.
Yeah. Now, we have another issue that has just gotten in my ear today, and I don't know if it's 100% pass, but this thing, you're litigating a lawsuit, I'm litigating all kinds of things here in Illinois, and you go in there pro se to bring evidence of a prima facie of criminal activity that's going on that the law enforcement won't touch, the police won't touch. You bring information in regards to civil matters. You have the right to bring a civil matter before the court. Now, what I'm hearing is that right is being taken away right now. It has been passed, from what I'm hearing, and I haven't checked into it, but I'm just letting you know to look out there. It's going to be passed as of January 1st that we have no right to go before a court in a pro se matter. That means you cannot go to the clerk's office and file anything after January 1st. You cannot go in there and argue your case under constitutional law and right. Somebody wrote something up to deny our right to this process and law. Now, if that is the case, that means that you only can go to court with a lawyer, kind of like the Queen's court system of Great Britain, which this one is being modeled after, and therefore eliminates our right to go before our accusers and also our right to go before them at pro se on our own and state our case in fact. Now, if this is the case, man, I mean, look at this. I mean, how many people are filing lawsuits out there and have to go because they don't have a lawyer? How many people out there are filing lawsuits because the lawyers are so corrupt they sell them out on the other side? So that means you have no due process, no law, nothing. You have to pay somebody $200, $300, $400, $500,000, $5,000, $50,000 to represent your interest in court. Now, is that not a situation of the coercion and corruption, if that is the case? Now, I'm going to bring my guest on. His name is Robert Fox. He's fighting this same situation of corruption. Not this particular thing. We're going to ask him if he knows about it. But he knows about the corruption that's going on judicially across the country. What are we going to do about it? Robert, are you there? Robert?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Can you imagine somebody in some place passing some legislation, law, or whatever, to eliminate your right to go into court and file anything except if you have a lawyer draft it or handle it for you?
Well, it's another shyster shenanigan if it's true. And the question I have in mind is that state or federal?
Well, if it's a federal, it's going to be a nightmare. If it's state, it's a nightmare. I don't know where we are in this country, folks, but, you know, we are the people. And if we sit back and allow these people to do this stuff to us, I mean, we're allowing it. It's like, you know, a gobble ganger, a ghost. And we're allowing these folks to scare us, and they use corruption and everything they want, fraud and everything, and we accept it. But this is totally unacceptable. Now, Robert, talk to the people here. Tell them about you, your background, how you got involved with trying to save people's lives and this judicial shenanigans that are going on all over the country.
Okay, well, first off, I'm not an attorney. However, people have said that my credentials as to success rivals or exceeds that of top attorneys. I've won cases both civil and criminal, both state and federal, both for myself and for others. Even difficult situations such as contempt, mental issue, habeas corpus, and numerous other issues. Clearly, every time I won, there were attorneys that lost. Statistically, the win ratio for criminal defendants in the United States is less than 2%. Nevertheless, I was attacked some 9 times by so-called federal authorities, U.S. State Department, FBI, ATF, IRS, U.S. Marshals, U.S. Customs, and INS, attempting to give me over 100 years in prison, and they lost every time. Unlike
100 years in prison?
Yeah.
100 years? What did you do?
That's the question that everybody asks. And you know what? You don't have to do anything in order to be racked up in prison.
But, I mean, 100 years to prison. I talked to another guy that, you know, David. He told me that he was going to be locked up for 3 consecutive 3-year terms, got out 3 years for not having a driver's license or not producing a driving permit, which is a question of legality of that, but 3 years, 9 years, down to 3.5. Then that's a civil matter, but then on the other quack, I had something happen out here, folks, that just defies all reason. Somebody was arrested for 50 megatons of methamphetamine. 26 people were arrested, one of which is one person I'm talking about in California under Operation Mountain Express 2 and 3, arrested. Held down in the Bay Area, Cuba, alleged terrorists, jihad cells, or whatever they were calling them. The July 7, 2005 sentencing hearing to the DEA or whatever department. They'll look around, look in the paper, look around and find out this person is selling real estate out here in Illinois. Now, you go figure. 2 years? Maybe? If that? This guy's talking about 100 years for what? Another guy gets 3 years in prison for not having a driver's license. And they're talking about, they got a president sitting there on the TV every single day talking about terrorists. Terrorists coming out of the walls. Terrorists coming. Terrorists. 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 We got to stop the terrorists. But then, again, when the terrorists are sitting there, they allow them to get a real estate license. But then, I can't get one. You can't unless you get the test. And you go through all these rigmaroles of testing and looking through your papers and documents and going through Homeland Security and everything else because you're a threat, because you're an American citizen. Anybody else, you can get one. There was a situation happened in Illinois, in Palatine. U.S. Bank woman was working there. Guy comes in there with $34,000. $35,000 he took in there to deposit on a certificate of deposit. Took it in the bank. Woman took it. Then gave him a receipt. Week later, she was arrested. She was a foreign person. She was arrested for laundering and conspiracy to hiding people's funds in the bank. This guy comes back to the bank seeing if his money was protected in that so-called certificate. Gets in there. Not there. No money. They don't know where it's at. She's arrested. She's going to get 9 years in jail. But the bank, the bank says, we're not responsible. She was working in there 9 years. You're going to get 100 years for what? We'll be right back after this break. Show 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hello, and we're back up on Republic, and we're talking about this nightmare that was going on in this country. Nightmare is corruption is in, good is out. If you are a just individual, forget about it. You know, you go into a situation that you have the police, you have law enforcement, you have everybody you're supposed to report things to, and they will not listen to you. They will not listen to you. They will not hear you. If you have criminal activity, they won't talk to you. They won't allow you to do anything. And anyway, we're going to talk to a friend here, a friend in the Patriot Movement, Robert Fox. Robert, can you please come back up and please tell our audience more about what happened to you? And if you understand what I'm talking about, where you feel about this, if there is a law there that says that you cannot litigate your own case. Robert, it's your mic.
Well, if there is such a law, it's got to be struck down because it would be absolutely ridiculous, and I have no doubt that the bar terrorists that are running the country would love to have that kind of a thing in place, but it would be just ridiculous, because even the Magna Carta says, to none will we delay, to none will we deny, and to none will we sell justice. But, of course, that's exactly what they want to do, is they want to sell justice and limit it to the bar, period. Well, unfortunately for them, everything that this country stands for stands in the way of that. I mean, in one fell swoop, nobody with who didn't have a sack of cash would be able to get any kind of justice. Right?
Yeah, there's a situation also going on right now in that same crest. There's a woman I had on the show here. Her name is Sheila Mannix, and she's a psychiatrist, and she was going through this nightmare out here in family court in Illinois. And this is what they're doing, too, Robert. They have a thing going on where if you make too much noise, they block you from coming into court. In the situation that you become a terrorist. So in her case, she was complaining about family court and the corruption and people being tied to the corrupt of the corrupt in as far as judges. And anyway, right now they have a thing on her that if she goes into court, the sheriffs and marshals will arrest her. And that happened to the late Sherman Skolnick and a lot of other people. They try to litigate going to court. They tell you you can't go in there, you're a terrorist. But then if you are brought to court or supposed to be a court, you can't, you know, if you miss the court, they can arrest you. So they got you on a double-edged sword and you have no justice, nothing. So what's making the United States any better than being a communist country right now? Robert, what's your opinion of that? And then I want to ask John if he has a question for you.
Well, first off, the Department of Justice released the figures for incarceration, and adjusted for population, incarceration rates are 600% higher here than in China or Canada. Or in other words, everyone here that's an American is genetically predisposed to be a criminal. And the only cure is to step across the border into Canada, and suddenly you'll be cured. But then on the other hand, if you come back, oops, you'll be genetically predisposed to be a criminal again. Well, nobody will believe that nonsense. Maybe it would be better to say that there are too many shysters here, and that they have to create the strife and contention to, fatten their bank accounts.
Well, John, John Alastasis, you want to ask Robert a question here?
Well, I'll be honest with you, he sounds like he's won against them, or at least he's kept them at bay. If he could just express what he's done and his technique and help teach us, because the more masters we teach out there, the more we can put the battle up, the more fronts we can pertain against these terrorist of our court system. When I've gone to court, they told me that my own lawyers told me that there really is no justice anymore. It's just what it is. And, they put that wall in your mind and they want you to believe it. And as long as we accept it, I guess that's what it is. So we've got to start, as Dave took his plate off his car and I took my plate off my car for a while and we're challenging him, let's find out Robert's techniques.
Robert, you want to answer?
Well, it's a little bit difficult to answer in the short amount of time we have, but I have a whole bunch of techniques and tactics for defeating the shyster shenanigans in court and prevailing against them. They will do everything they can to deny the truth in order to falsify the record. But in Dallas, the former district attorney, Bill Hill, prosecuted some 80 drug cases in which the white powder in the plastic baggies was not cocaine or crack. It was chalk.
Chalk?
Yeah. And hundreds and hundreds of defense attorneys in the yellow pages, and they couldn't make a defense. And so some 80 families were destroyed, people were imprisoned and deported and all kinds of stuff, sort of general mayhem. And
what, it makes me sad to say I'm a former deputy clerk of a circuit court to hear that. We'll be right back after this break, and caller is 800-313-9443. Please call then. I want to hear your side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, we're back. It's Late Night with Deanne, and our caller is 800-313-9443. And I think Robert, John, before we came to the break, you know, we were talking here. What do you think the public can do to help clean this mess up, Robert? What can they do to support your cause out there?
Well, they could take a look at, I have a website, www.foxatlaw.com, and that's...
Robert, you'll have to speak up.
Is A-T... Pardon me?
You'll have to speak up. It's hard to hear you.
Okay. I have a website, www.foxatlaw, that's FOXATLAW.com.
Now, do they ever attempt to say to you at any given time that you're attempting to be a lawyer and stuff? Because right now, if they have this law that they're passing on January 1st, that means that if we go out, do anything pro se, operate, you know, any type of way in regards to your own safety and protection, they're telling us that we have no legal right to do this. And I already saw this happen, by the way, in federal court under Chief Judge Holderman and U.S. Attorney Fitzgerald in Illinois. I brought a whole information on a terrorist activity tied to the one I mentioned on the broadcast with that guy. And the thing is that they basically said they don't handle it. And the thing is, the don't handle is getting so violent in the way that the policing agencies are in regards to bringing them information, and then they turn around and attack you and criminalize you from within because they don't want you to bring up matters showing that they're corrupt. Have you run into this at all, Robert?
Well, of course. I've been at it long enough to have run into it. I was arrested at the post office, taken to the Dallas County Jail, and tortured for because of the Unauthorized Practice of Law Committee. Did they have a Fourth Amendment warrant for that? Oh, no. It was sufficient to have a motion. An unverified motion had me tortured for the greater glory of the Bar Association and their Unauthorized Practice of Law Committee.
And that was in Dallas, correct?
Yes.
And how did you get out of that?
Well, that was part of approximately an 18-month battle. And they originally claimed that they had an injunction against me because, you know, and they said that I couldn't, you know, do anything for anybody under any circumstances. Well, that's a bunch of hooey because the Constitution provides that provides both state and federal constitutions provide for habeas corpus, and habeas corpus can be filed by anybody. And I have successfully filed habeas corpuses. I had a habeas corpus that I helped a fellow with. He had been jailed by the Bar Association bar members. We won a unanimous decision by the Texas Supreme Court on his habeas corpus. That was probably the most spectacular. The one that was most serious was a fellow who was up for 25 to life, and they did the habeas corpus for that, and it was case dismissed. And the fastest one was a case where a fellow was unlawfully held at the Dallas County Jail and got him out in like 1 hour flat.
Well, you know, this is the issue, you know, and I'm going to say this to you folks out here about law and whatever they call this stuff. You have your own money, okay? Your money in your bank, in your pocket, or whatever. It's your money. You have the right to buy goods and services on your money. So that means that you want to use your money whatever kind of way you want to because that's your money. You can take your money and say, Mr. Joe or Mr. Sally or Mr. Sue, I want to hire you to do X, Y, and Z. That means to clean your house, to cook for you, to drive your car, to maintain work or whatever service you want them to do. They can do it because you're paying them your money. So now you're in a situation, the judicial system's telling you that even though you take your money and gave it to Joe Smith down the street and you want him because you can't show up in court to represent you, they're telling you they're barring you from having your money to use it whatever kind of way you want to. There's something wrong with that. And also, Joe Smith might show up in court on your behalf. Say that you're in the hospital, you're sick, and you're going to court. There are people right now, as we speak, Robert and John, they're losing their homes all over the country. Every place you look, everybody's losing their home. Now, the bailout situation of the home mortgage industry issue is that the president came up and said that we're going to cut this interest rate down to 5%, and we're going to protect those folks that have no balance owed and have good credit. He didn't say anything about the guys out there 2 or 3 months behind. He said the ones that are okay, he's going to protect them with this so-called program. So then behind that, you know, you talk about legal issues. What the hell? How are you going to take $20 billion, billion from other countries and things and just throw it in the economy, just throw money in that doesn't even exist, into a situation that's going to lower the interest rate down to 5%? Then you got all these other people who got 3-4 months, they're behind on their mortgages, they're in foreclosure, getting ready to lose their house. How are you going to do that? And explain to me those guys that are in that situation, if they can fall sick or something, they can't go to court, and they can't write no paper up to represent themselves because they don't have no money. So that means that their house is going to be automatically fall. And then some senator, congressman, or somebody in the legal profession wrote a law and pushed it through some House or Senate in the federal or state level. level, blocking people for going into court on their own paper. What the heck is that?
Terrorism.
You got people out here don't have nobody. You got seniors. I have 250 of them at least that have talked about illegal activity in probate court. Who are you going to report it to? You got a situation in probate court right now in Illinois where you have a situation they don't have any court reporters in Cook County. I went and physically went down to the county commissioner's office and complained because I used to work as a deputy clerk. And I said, how the heck do you not have a court reporter when there's somebody there that doesn't have the money or means to pay for a court reporter? In an important matter of probate, if something is said in the probate court or issue that you want to go in and appeal, how do you appeal it when you have no court record? They looked at me and told me, oh, we need money more for the prisons. You need to build more prisons. We need more money. This is the type of thing that these people are doing with your tax dollar and my tax dollar and the U.S. tax dollar, and then they want us to go out and vote for them, and we want more of these folks in there. Now, I want to ask you, Robert, just off the cuff, out of all the candidates that are running for president, who do you feel is the most comparable one to be in there that might do anything on our behalf?
Ron Paul, of course.
Ron Paul. Now, you're not afraid that he's in the Republican Party and might be compromised?
I don't think he's compromised, although, you know.
You don't. Well, do you think any of them, do you think he will be able to do anything, or have you heard anything, him doing anything about cleaning up the judicial nightmare that we're in? Because, I mean, if this isn't cleared up, there's no way of doing anything if you don't have a judicial process.
Well, the judicial process in this country is so corrupt that it's already been announced that it's beyond repair.
So we're nothing less than Rome. We're no different than ancient Rome. We are dealing with politicians and senators like ancient Rome, and they just can throw us to the tigers or lions or whatever they got laying around because we allowed this. What you not say is the people that allowed this corruption to grow?
Of course. And you have no idea. I mean, I was in the cell. Let me say this. Make this clear here. In 1990, I was arrested by the State Department. I was denied bond. It didn't matter whether it was a million, a billion, or a trillion. It wasn't enough for somebody as dangerous as me. So I was brutalized 7 times. Paramedics were called 2x. I was dragged around through 6 different facilities in 3 different states, literally tortured and abused for 238 days. I was hung upside down by my ankles by U.S. Marshals, worked over with pressure points, yanking on my hair, proclaiming that I was going to be a bald man, and finally made my way into federal district court, defended myself without an attorney. They brought evidence against me personally signed by Secretary of State James Baker. They had Washington Big Wheels flown in from D.C. to the Dallas courtroom. And you have no idea how upset they were when they lost.
What country are you talking about this happening? I mean, that sounds like some of the stuff we're hearing, that all these people that were arrested for terrorism, what they were claiming. You're saying in the United States somebody turned you upside down, hung you by your ankles, and were, I mean, what is that? How did we get to this kind of level of brutality?
I'll tell you what, you got me standing in my feet because I gotta talk. This is, people, you've got nobody in Dallas standing up and knocking the door down at the jailhouse?
What's wrong with the jail system could be rectified by putting the cameras on those people on the inside of the jail. And have the video monitors showing it to the people in the lobby area, and with sound and video, because what they did to me and what they've done to others, I mean, they broke my back. You know, they've beaten me black and blue, and you know, I've gone through all kinds of torture there at the Dallas County Jail, and not just the Dallas County Jail, but the other jails around the area as well.
Well, also brings to mind the situation with Jesse Trudeau down there in Oklahoma City, whose brother was in this thing with these bank robbers and ended up murdered down there. He's still fighting that case and getting nowhere because they're covering up and coercing information. He even had a written testimony directly from the other gentleman that was arrested down there in regards to the Oklahoma City bombing. I have the actual written testimony. He sent me a copy of it. And they're gagging up. They gag up cases. Now, I have a caller, Bill in Alabama. Bill, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
You have a question for our guest?
No, I did have a comment.
Okay.
I appreciate the gentleman you had on first, Mr. Burnclaw. And I appreciate what he's doing for the veterans. But I believe he's just a little bit confused. I heard him talking about privatization.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to point out that any privatization, now, A-N-Y, privatization, is corporate fascism. That's what's going on today.
Exactly.
And I don't know, I got the feeling that he was singling out Democrats for
No. He is not singling out Democrats.
Well, I heard you mention Barack Obama, and I'm not a Barack Obama fan. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat, and I'm not a Republican. And until these people kind of separate themselves from this false dichotomy, right-left, Republican-Democrat, you know, you're going to get the same thing. If you stick with your little crew that you've been sticking with, I happen to be one person that doesn't agree with the Ron Paul motion, because Mr. Ron Paul is for privatization of Social Security.
Well, I want to bring that up, too. That is true. I was supposed to bring that up today. Somebody else brought that up to me.
Explain one more thing before you get me off of here. The medical system right now that we have so much problems with, I've heard that it's because of big government interference. This couldn't be the furthest thing from the truth. If you will take your computer and you will Google 1971 Richard Nixon Kaiser Permanente HMO, you will find out what the whole source of the problem with our medical services, medical systems, and everything is today. That was privatization. It was a scoundrel, Richard Nixon, that got together with the Kaisers, who are in Kaiser Permanente, the biggest medical services provider. And they are the ones that came up with HMO.
Well, I don't want you to leave. If you can hold on for one second.
I can hold on forever.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say for everybody here, what this listener said is 100% accurate. Okay, privatization went back to the HMOs, and then it went to PPOs, and then this privatization got to the point where they had privatized companies take over the hospitals, because the hospitals were losing a lot of money. They did not have enough patient billing. I know this because I worked in that industry. Now, the thing that has happened right now, again, as I had mentioned earlier in the broadcast, you have situations where you have individuals that are being, like the lady that happened last week where she needed this surgery and she couldn't get it. What happened was the fact that her HMO or PPO wouldn't cover it. So the hospital, you know, said we can't do anything. The whole thing is insurance. It's all privatization. And it's these administrative panels that decide whether or not you live or die, because they are over and above what the doctor decides or the hospital staff decides. And that's evil. You have a situation right now. You have, like the caller said, and it is true, Ron Paul has said in a lot of statements that he is for total privatization. And that means privatization of the roads, privatization of all these things that we have been saying we don't want. So again, if we're for Ron Paul, and I'm not for any of these candidates, we need to bring them to the table and let them know we don't want privatization. Because privatization is the whole issue of what is the crust of the evil right now. Because you have privatization of the police department, privatization of everything going on, and the privatization then opens the door to corruption and foreign countries taking over through these privatizations of our country. And that's one thing we have not said anything about or addressed. Now, Robert, when we come back from the break, I want to hear what you have to say. Bill, please hold on. John, be right back up. 8 callers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back. It's Deanne, Late Night with Deanne, 800-313-9443. And I want to bring this back to comment with both Robert and John, and then I'm going back to Bill. John, you want to say something on this about, you know, the issue of Ron Paul privatization, and shouldn't we talk to him about that?
Well, you know, there's a as the pendulum swings both ways, there's good and bad in socialism and in the republic. An example of democracy out of control right now is our schools. We just had an 11% raise in our school district. They're living on a state tax bit of $1.25 fuel expenses, where everybody else is living on $3 to $3.50 fuel. They're picketing for a better contract. And if you look at the statistics across the world, we're like 40th or 43rd in line of abilities at the end of high school, so their job production is poor. And so basically you have democracy or mob rule, and it's an untruth. We have a lot of that in this country right now, and I don't see where one leader, or even if, say, if you put like Ron Paul and the Senate together of a couple of good men, they have mind control up the yin-yang of, you know, you can pull up the one website, is 11 pages of a double listing of just websites of mind control. And so of that powerful position, to divide and conquer is a more structural way of defeating this enemy. When Rome was taken down, it was because the Mongols started attacking them as we as settlers attacked the British. That was from small excursions of here and there, and but it was definitely an attack. It wasn't a, well, we were going to court today and attack them in court. It was an attack.
Well, the thing I want to say, you know, going back to the school thing right quick. Now, schools in Illinois are being privatized as we speak. And the privatization of school is per classroom. So you have one classroom in, say, Chicago is owned by one company, another classroom owned by one company, and this is going to high school. So if you're in high school and you have various classes, those each classroom can be privatized. Now, the thing is, the bottom line is that the teaching structure of those classrooms still not have to comply to any rules or regulations. These people have to come in and bring their own funds in, but they're commingled with so-called non-for-profit funds. Very much a level of a possibility of corruption there. And I'm thinking that the privatization thing is wrong because I don't see any good benefit from it. And then if we have a person that is running for office, again, we're fighting right now against the tollway authorities, you know, being privatized. We're protesting and fighting against the privatization of everything across the board. So again, I don't have anything against Ron Paul. Don't get me right or wrong or anything on this, because I'm still looking at all these candidates because I'm not a party person. I'm listening to what they do and watching their actions. Period. Nothing else. I don't care what party they are. I don't give a, you know, sorry, rats, you know what, you know, behind who they are or what they are, unless they show me by word, by action, not less word, by action, that they're going to do something right. Now, there was a situation with this SB or HB 1959 that just came before the House.
It's
that
just S.
Yeah,
S, well, 1959.
Yeah, right, that particular bill. Very important, crucial to the news media, people out there, freedom of speech. Only six people voted okay for it. One of them was Ron Paul. He was okay on that, but then how's he voted the other way? Where were the other 21 we voted in? Why do we vote these people in and they don't do anything? We need to start kicking them out. Be right back. We'll talk more about that, and we'll go back to our conversation with Robert Fox in regards to judicial matter when we return her. 800-313-9443. D.M. Berlin.
With recent